Imagine building a house on shifting sands. No matter how beautiful the structure, it's doomed to collapse. Software architecture faces a similar challenge. Systems built without proper foundations crumble under the weight of changing requirements. Clean architecture offers a different path, creating systems that remain robust and adaptable regardless of which frameworks or databases come and go. This isn't just theory, it's the difference between code bases that become increasingly expensive to maintain and those that continue delivering value year after year. Software delivers two distinct values: what it does, behavior, and how easily it can be changed, structure. While behavior satisfies immediate needs, structure determines long-term viability. Consider a real-world example. One company's development costs increased 40 times between their first and eighth releases despite growing their engineering team. Why? Their code base had become a tangled mess, the signature of poor architecture. This pattern repeats across the industry. Teams rush to meet deadlines, promising to clean it up later. But market pressures never subside, and the mess compounds until productivity approaches zero. The truth becomes painfully clear. The only way to go fast in the long run is to go well from the start. Structure isn't just an academic concern. It's what keeps software soft enough to adapt to inevitable requirement changes without requiring Herculean effort. All software architecture builds upon three fundamental programming paradigms discovered between 1958-1968: structured, object-oriented, and functional programming. Each paradigm removes capabilities rather than adding them. Structured programming eliminated unrestricted go-to statements, object-oriented programming disciplined function pointers, and functional programming restricted assignment. These constraints are actually liberating, similar to how traffic laws enable faster, safer travel. Each paradigm serves a specific architectural purpose. Structured programming for algorithms, object-oriented programming for crossing boundaries through polymorphism, and functional programming for data management. The SOLID principles provide guidelines for organizing flexible code components. The single responsibility principle means a module should be responsible to one and only one actor, not simply do one thing. The open-closed principle enables adding new features without modifying existing code. The remaining principles, Liskov substitution, interface segregation, and dependency inversion, help create systems with well-defined interfaces, dependencies flowing towards stability, and isolated changes. If classes are the bricks of our software, components are the rooms, cohesive units serving specific purposes within the larger structure. Three principles guide component organization with inherent tension. Reuse/release equivalence and common closure tend to make components larger, while common reuse pushes towards smaller ones. The right balance depends on your current needs. Early in development, prioritize common closure by grouping things that change together for productivity. As the system matures, reuse/release equivalence becomes more important for managing dependencies. There's no perfect balance, just trade-offs that shift as your system evolves. Component relationships are equally crucial. The acyclic dependencies principle prevents the morning-after syndrome, where code breaks mysteriously from changes elsewhere. The stable dependencies and stable abstractions principles ensure dependencies flow towards stability while keeping stable components flexible through abstraction. These are practical tools for preventing dependency nightmares in large systems. Imagine concentric circles representing your system, entities and business rules at the center, surrounded by use cases, interface adapters, and finally frameworks and devices at the outermost layer. The fundamental rule, dependencies point inward. Inner circles cannot know anything about outer circles. This separation creates systems where business rules remain unaware of databases, frameworks, or UI concerns. When Amazon shifted from a monolithic architecture to microservices, they applied this principle by ensuring each service had clear boundaries, with core business logic independent of delivery mechanisms. The key insight is that business rules shouldn't depend on implementation details. Details should depend on business rules. This inversion of control happens through interfaces defined by inner circles but implemented by outer ones. When your order processing logic defines a product repository interface implemented by a database adapter, you could replace SQL Server with MongoDB without touching your business logic, creating practical flexibility. Great architects keep options open as long as possible. By separating policy from details, they create systems where implementation choices can be deferred or changed with minimal impact. This isn't procrastination, but strategic patience that enables more informed decisions. Frameworks promise productivity, but demand conformity. Treat them as pluggable details rather than dictating foundations to maintain control of your system's evolution. Netflix demonstrated this by building their streaming service with clean boundaries between business logic and delivery mechanisms, enabling a smooth transition from monolithic architecture to microservices as they scaled. Many teams instinctively center architecture around databases, but from a clean perspective, databases are just another detail. Your data model matters architecturally, but the storage implementation, whether Postgres, MongoDB, or flat files, should be changeable without system-wide impact. This approach requires more initial effort, but pays dividends when requirements change. Clean architecture creates adaptable systems as technologies and requirements evolve. Start by identifying your core business rules that need the strongest protection from external changes. Create clear interfaces at boundaries between layers, using dependency inversion to maintain proper dependency direction. Design for testability by ensuring business logic can be verified independently. Clean architecture isn't about perfectionism, but making deliberate trade-offs. Simple CRUD applications might accept more coupling for simplicity, while complex financial systems require stricter boundaries. The goal is creating resilient systems that adapt to changing business needs while maintaining integrity. The most valuable systems continue delivering value as requirements evolve by applying clean architecture principles. You create a foundation for sustainable innovation that withstands inevitable shifts in technology and business needs. Your architecture becomes the stable core, enabling continuous adaptation without accumulating technical debt. Applying clean architecture principles requires balancing ideals with practical constraints. Consider a team building an e-commerce platform. They first model core domain entities, products, orders, customers, independent of delivery mechanisms or databases. These entities encapsulate business rules without referencing implementation details. They then build use cases representing application-specific business rules, adding items to cart, processing payments, or calculating shipping costs. Only after establishing this core do they implement adapters connecting to external concerns like databases or UI frameworks. This approach allows starting with a monolith but gradually extracting microservices as needed. The benefits emerge when requirements change. When switching database systems, only the database adapter needs modification. When adding a mobile app alongside the web interface, the core business logic remains untouched. Companies like Shopify have used these principles to maintain agility despite growing system complexity. Clean architecture also transforms testing. With business rules isolated from external dependencies, unit tests become faster and more reliable, while integration tests focus specifically on boundary crossings. This catches bugs earlier while providing confidence during refactoring. The journey to clean architecture is incremental. Start by identifying the most volatile parts of your system and apply clean principles there first. Even imperfect applications yield benefits. The goal isn't architectural perfection, but creating systems adaptable enough to meet future business needs without requiring complete rewrites.